game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It is March 24th, 2016. The semifinals are about halfway done, and Slim, you're going to make me cry.
Not as much as KCP is.
Oh my god. Yeah, you know, you have an absolute addiction, and like right when you're in the peak of your addiction, you're just on like cloud nine. Someone just takes your supply away from you. What are you doing?
You're going through withdrawals, probably.
I'm through all sorts of withdrawals. We're recording late. I feel like extra tired today. I don't know. Pretty soon, I'm gonna start like scratching my skin off.
Yeah, it wasn't just KCP for you last night, though.
No, yeah. So in our REL matchup, I lost last night. Tyson Chandler, Luol Deng, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I'm already without Crowder. And I came in healthy minus Crowder. Kawhi hurt his quad. It's just, that's just awesome.
Yeah, you can't really beat injuries.
Yep. And you lost a little bit of Nurkic, but he's like a role player for you at this point.
Oh, yeah, basically just there for the steals and blocks.
Yeah. But regardless, our matchup's still close. It'll be fun. I think it'll come down to the bitter end.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nobody's going to pull away from it, I'm sure of that.
Yeah. Luckily in our RCL, I'm still maintaining a small 5-4 lead.
Yeah, that one I need to do a little bit more on. Although I made my move last night.
Yeah, I've still only made one move this week. I plan on hoarding for the weekend. See what I need.
Yeah, I had Parsons go down, so I didn't really have a choice.
That's a rough one. That's a rough one.
So, yeah, that one really hurt. Yeah, and he's been good the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, he was playing some of his best ball of his career.
Yeah, it was 5 assists a night, something like that. Yeah, that was a tough loss. There's no replacing that.
Yeah. My teams are a mix of the Mavericks and the Grizzlies, with everyone getting hurt.
All right. You should be done with the Grizzlies by now.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I said to drop them all. Hopefully you have.
Someone's not doing what they're preaching.
What? Do I have a Grizzly somewhere?
Oh, you still... Oh, okay. You don't? That's good.
I don't think so. I have three.
Yeah, I let Tony Allen go. That was tough after his two games Monday.
Yeah. We're going to talk Tony Allen. We're going to talk everything from the past two nights on today's show, including Nikola. Are you going to do one with me later?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Gotta get my lozenge first, but yeah, I'll be ready.
I could use a lozenge right now. I'm gonna have a phlegm attack at some point. It's been a rough week. Then we're gonna preview tonight's games with the 30-point challenge picks, and then wrap up the week at the movies with a fantasy movie league update.
Y'all ready for this?
So Slim, I hope you're ready to win the REO, because on top of all those injuries, you have got a starting point guard now.
That's what they claim. And Larkin's gonna be starting.
Watch Donald Sloan play 30 minutes off the bench. It'd be better.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of talked about this before. Donald Sloan won't be back, and they have Larkin signed for next year. They're not going anywhere, so why not play the guy that's going to be there? So, yeah, this is something we thought would happen. I'm kind of surprised they waited till the last 10 games of the year.
Yeah. I mean, this is what we pushed for the whole time with Larkin as an ad. They've got to add someone in free agency, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jarrett Jack was a team option, so I imagine they declined that. And yeah, they'll probably be looking to sign somebody.
Why'd they decline my option? Damn, Jarrett Jack.
Yeah, he'll get a bench job somewhere. Yeah, he'll still get paid.
He's got to get healthy first.
Yeah, it won't be the $6 or $7 million he was getting. I'm pretty sure of that.
Yeah,
but I think the Heat will take him as a 12th man on the bench.
Okay, yeah. I could see that. You know, maybe he goes to who else needs a maybe the Grizzlies. They realize they need 5 point guards since they all get hurt.
Yeah, yeah, they really do.
If you're in an RCL, would you add Larkin for anyone on the Grizzlies?
Okay, so actually, Larkin was the ad that I made when I dropped Parsons.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I'm playing for the upside, but there's a little bit something else going on here too, and that's the Brooklyn 5-game week next week.
Oh,
there is huge potential there.
Yeah, that's a strong ad then.
The other one is Karasev. If Karasev gets 30 minutes tonight, he's going to have a big week next week too.
Really, you're going to rely on Karasev in like a 12er RCL league?
If.
Even if he plays 30 minutes, though, you realize, I've said it multiple times, shooting guard on the Nets is a Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, because they're still going to play Bobo, and now they got Hollis Jefferson back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm adding Larkin first. I'm just saying it's worth paying attention to.
Okay.
With all those games next week, I mean, you know, 2 games out of Karasev with 30 minutes would be worth streaming. He'll give you 4 or 5 assists and some points.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
It's a big if. Like, I didn't add him anywhere, but I'm paying attention.
In a deeper league, I could see that, but in an RCL, I will never trust a Nets shooting guard.
Ever again.
So speaking of Tony Allen, he had that crazy 12 for 12 from the field game last Tuesday. You want to know why? It was at the Lakers.
yeah, that's... Not much of a shot blocker inside anymore, is there?
No. Although they did lose to the Lakers, so there's that.
Well, I think the Lakers had more NBA players on their team, so...
Oh, burn.
Or NBA-caliber starters. By that, I mean 2.
Yeah. So, great game there, but as we mentioned, the Grizzlies only have 1 game the rest of the week. I think it's Friday. So,
yeah, tomorrow in San Antonio.
So if you're streaming for the playoffs, you're not looking at much of the Grizzlies right now. You want to know who you would be looking at is, oh my God, did you see Dennis Schroeder's line last night?
I did not. I'm guessing he had 18 minutes the game before, though.
Yeah, he's not playing much. But...
Hey, exactly 18 minutes.
Yeah, he was the best Hawk on the court last night. 23 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists. With a steal, 3, 8 for 9 free throws in 20 minutes. You know, probably helped that the Hawks won by 20 points at the Wizards, but...
Yeah. Schroeder is just impossible to start right now. He's got to assume you're going to get about 3 turnovers a game. You're going to get about 20 minutes. I don't know.
Impossible to start his... Yes, Larkin might have more upside if they finally give him, 33 minutes a game to start? But is it really that different what Schroeder's doing off the bench than what you expect Larkin's going to do?
I expect a better, much better assist-to-turnover ratio for Larkin. I mean, Larkin's been better recently. The past 3 or 4 games, he's only had 3 or 4 turnovers and about 5 assists a game. So that part is definitely favors Larkin.
Yeah, but when they gave him a few starts earlier when Jack went down, his assist to turnover was atrocious.
No, and it was bad off the bench recently. Yeah. But I'm saying the past couple of games, it's been turning around. We might be seeing the better Larkin, the Larkin we had in the first half. Because that was a big part of his game in the first half, was that assist to turnover ratio. I would expect more steals out of Larkin than Schroeder.
Probably.
Schroeder has these games. Like, the game before this one, it was 9-1-2 with 4 turnovers. Game before that, 14-1-4 and a steal. Okay, 6 turnovers. It's rough. If you're punting turnovers, sure. If you're not, it's kind of scary.
I'm hungry. I'm craving turnovers. Did you ever have turnovers? Like the apple ones?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of sugar in that. Is that really a breakfast food?
I don't know. I think we actually had those as like dessert for dinner when I had
that's something.
I think that we just got like the frozen ones, but they were so good.
I mean, I'll have dessert for breakfast. I don't mind.
Yeah.
You're cooking. I'm eating.
What do you make of Evan Turner next year? It looks like he has a good chance to stay with the Celtics. Is he going to be a draftable player?
Draftable, yeah, I imagine. I think everybody signed, though. That's the thing. I don't see anybody leaving. Plus, they have, what, a half dozen draft picks coming in?
Yeah. They have half of the first round in the draft.
Well, you know, they might wind up trading three or four of those for a superstar, and then everybody goes down, everybody's usage and all that fun stuff.
All right, let's do some role play. Let's see what draft picks they have, and let's trade. How do you see who has draft picks? That's going to be hard to do.
it's complicated. See if maybe Draft Express has something.
Let me pull up a mock real quick and see how many.
We don't know exactly, but they have Brooklyn's pick.
Oh yeah, because we still have to do the lottery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this one's saying Boston 4 for the lottery. Then they
have Milwaukee's pick too.
Oh really?
Yeah, those are two lottery picks.
So they have two lottery picks, pick 16, 22. All right, so those four. All right, role play. Let's see who's a big name free agent that needs to move. We'll give you both those lottery picks for Russell Westbrook.
I hear Durant's gonna be a free agent.
Yeah, but do like a sign and trade or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, OKC isn't going to accept anything. I'm definitely in the camp that Durant's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I kind of think so, too.
But what if, Dwight Howard opts out? He'll probably command quite a paycheck.
Yeah, that's true. I think they'll see what happens with... Oh, man, they have that Chris Dunn dude from Providence, who I didn't think was that special, going fourth, whatever this mock draft is.
Yeah, he's got some nice stats. I think I mentioned the 2.5 steals last time.
Yeah.
He'll be good for fantasy.
Whoa, this one has Bryce Johnson going 10. You were saying what you were looking at him had him like a late first rounder.
Yeah, he's been climbing the board.
He's going to be awesome.
That's the first one I've seen with Ingram leapfrogging Ben Simmons.
Okay, well this one has Ingram 2, Simmons still 1. But... And then Heald's number 3. Heald looks unbelievable.
Yep, and you got the dragon guy from, I don't know where he's from. Yeah, this next draft is not going to be half of what last year's draft was.
Our mock draft's going to be tough. This took a weird turn. Let's get our pet back in our step. Amir Johnson. 4 of the past 5 games have been really good. Are you adding him in 12ers?
So basically, it coincides with the return of Olynyk. So Olynyk comes back, and Amir gets more minutes.
Dude, who knows how Boston runs their team?
God, it was so bad before this run.
I know.
Who's playing? You got a Toronto, okay, Orlando, Philly, Toronto. Might be playing into it a bit.
Yeah, a lot of minutes last 2 nights, though. 34 minutes in each of the past 2 games.
Yeah, he only has the 1 game, looks like a Saturday game, and that's it.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not really interested.
Right.
At this point of the year, that's all that mattered. I mean, if that was a Sunday game, then I would be far more interested.
Yeah, that's true. Man, Boston only has 1 more game. That hurts my RAL with Isaiah.
Isaiah, nice.
Yeah. Do you see what Elford did last night off the bench? Better late than never.
Yeah, that was a nice game. That was another loss for Orlando.
Yeah.
Hey, remember when they were a playoff team first half?
Yeah, but you want to know what happens when you let the coach do whatever he wants.
They lose games.
Yeah, the front office is like, no, Skiles!
Oh, he still got the free throw shooting from Alfred, but... We'll just have to let that slide.
Yeah, 2 for 4. But 20 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists with a steal in 34 and a half minutes. 9 of 21 from the field.
Only 1 turnover.
Only 1 turnover. 21 shots. That's got to be near career high for him.
Yeah, that's a bit odd. That's not his game for sure.
Yeah.
He threes in there. Yeah, 0 for 3 from downtown. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, not much you can really do with it.
You'd pick him back up, though, if he's available, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at the schedule. You got 25, 26. So that's Friday, Saturday. That's not a bad stream if he's available.
Yeah, as long as
you'll wind up dropping him for somebody who plays Sunday, Monday. Yeah, that's a good streamer if he's available. Yeah. I got him 70% owned, though. I doubt he's too widely available.
Well, the previous four games were all duds, so...
Yeah, he might have been dropped. It's hard at this time of year. You got a lot of dead teams out there.
Yeah, if another playoff team had him, they might have dropped him. So.
Yeah, possible.
All right, Slim, did you have your lozenge yet? We got to do it.
Oh, this is the Chicago.
Yeah, we got a yodel. Oh,
this isn't the Orlando injured version.
3, 2, 1, Nicola. Oh, why didn't you do? Oh, you were so behind on that. We got
poked at it. You can change that.
Oh, whatever. Oh my lord, did you see what Mirotić did last night?
I saw there was a bunch of points.
A bunch of threes. Yeah.
9 threes. That's a couple. Wow, he's doing his best. What's his teammate? McDermott impression last night.
Yeah, that was pretty McDermott-ish. 35 points, 6 rebounds, no assists, no turnovers, 1 steal. Hey, 0 blocks. 10 of 17 from the field, including 9 of 13 from deep. Wow.
Yeah, that's good, I hear.
You want to know it's not good? Losing to the Knicks.
Yeah, Goose put up 29 last night.
Yeah, the poison Goose was really poisonous last night. Those 3 threes, I think you're... Our REL matchup, you're up 6-3 now, but it's, like, mad close, including...
Yeah, I'm down, like, 50 points. That one's going to be a little tough.
Yeah, well, you're up 1-3, but the 3-3s from Goose helped that out.
And somehow I'm maintaining steals against you. I have no idea how.
Injuries, man.
Oh, yeah.
Kawhi missed a lot of the latter part of that game. No KCP.
Yeah. And some guy for the Heat had a nice one again yesterday.
Yeah, having a dud when I... Yeah, so in the comments, I told Laz he should stream Josh Richardson. He has his one dud. And then he comes back and is fine last night.
Yeah, the lack of Luol Deng makes Josh Richardson...
Oh, there you go. Yeah, just you didn't even have to say that he was on my team. But of course he is. Anyone that's hurt right now is on my REL team.
It's not. It'll be okay.
No, it's not.
We're not even halfway through the week.
You
got lots of time left. And KCP was just sick, right? I don't think he's hurt.
Yeah, I think so. Flu or something. I don't know. With Mirotić, where do you think he goes next year?
Oh, we're going to assume not much change. Yeah, I don't think they're going to do too much.
I'm
not sure what Rose's contract looks like, but we'll assume he's still there.
They signed Mike Dunleavy to like 3 or 4 years or something dumb.
Yeah, so Tony Snell is going to be back to DNP Snell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Justin Holiday passed him right now. So where we have him this year, like high 90s?
Yeah, high 80s, low 90s, something like that. I think we ended up moving him up a little bit. I can pull that up.
All right. I think he's going to stay as a bench role next year. That would be my guess. He's currently coming off the bench, right?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I think we had some buzz that... Because didn't he come into the year starting?
Yeah, well, he's going to play the 3.
Yeah.
But that kind of now really
with,
worked out.
And now with Dunleavy back, you know...
Yeah. It's definitely plus McDermott getting some minutes... Yeah, he's scoring off the bench. I think that's really his best role. But he can give good numbers off the bench. You know, when you're playing against second-unit guys, you know, the steals and blocks should still be there.
Yeah,
I'll probably move up a little bit. We'll say 80s-ish.
Wow.
With a lot of inconsistencies.
I wrapped up having him 78. Mm. The buzz was growing. Although that's not as crazy as number one ranker on him going into the season, 28.
Wow.
Then 32, 38, 3 people, top 40. That did not work out too well.
Yeah, those people are already playing baseball.
As I briefly mentioned there, Kawhi Leonard has a bruised quad. Someone said, I think it was Tony Parker or something, said it's like a 1 to 2 day thing. Is Tony Parker a doctor? Where did that come from?
I don't know if he is, but I believe he played one on TV. No. Yeah, I think Kawhi's fine. They were up by 30 at the time.
Yeah.
Tony
Parker suggested that Kawhi's bruised right quad isn't that bad and speculated that he could miss a day or two.
All right.
Thanks, Tony Parker.
Yeah, he's got, you know, a little bit of Mr. Miyagi hand action going on and little MRI somehow without the MRI machine. Yeah, okay, I trust Tony Parker. He's been around. He knows.
So I think I know the answer before I ask this, but did you see Moutier's buzzer beater last night? It was well past both of our bedtimes, but I watched it real quick.
No, I didn't see it.
It was
watching.
It was so dumb. He caught the ball at about maybe 5 steps from half court. From the back court. So he's still in the back court. Takes a couple dribbles. Someone knocks the ball out of his hands. He kind of gathers it while jumping and shooting, and it somehow goes in.
Yeah, with a 1-point win. Nice.
Yeah.
And it is tough being a Philly fan this year.
Yeah.
Can't even beat them.
Like, all right. You can't beat them into lose by that.
It's been pretty bad for Moutier recently, though.
While, yes, last night was a big bounce back, 27-11-4. But look at those turnovers. 1-1-2-1 the last four games.
Unfortunately, it's also coinciding with about 3 assists per game.
Yeah, they've been going down. I don't know where the steals have gone.
I think the assists might have to do with DJ Augustine playing more on the ball.
That's a good point.
I mean, when I've been seeing the highlights of Nurkic, it's usually with DJ being the pick-and-roll guy.
Yeah. Well, this was an encouraging game. And you want to know who he plays Friday, tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I think I see where you're going with this.
Ah, yeah. You're used to my tricks now, aren't you?
I might take someone in the same game.
Fine. I will take Moutier tomorrow at the Lakers in no halftime. One-on-one DFS fantasy matchups. It's a ton of fun. Who are you going to take in this game?
Oh, I think Clarkson came back a little bit.
You really? I
think he's about ready to go on another one of his binges.
All right. So, I'm taking Moutier tomorrow at the Lakers. You're taking Clarkson in the same game. No halftime. You can't compete against each other in the same game.
Okay. You've reminded me of that before.
I have. Wait a...
You know what? You got Alfred against Miami? I'll take Alfred.
You know, I'll do that. How can you not trust Skiles?
Yeah, I know. Alfred versus Moutier. Yeah, there's some broken jump shots in there.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can't pick guys in the same game or the same team, but you can pick anyone else on any given night, really, and on any day. I mean, even if Alfred was playing his next game on Saturday, you could still create the challenge. It'll just wait until Saturday to wrap it up. I've made the challenge. Moutier tomorrow at the Lakers. You've got Alfred tomorrow at the Heat. I've made it a $5 challenge. I'm inviting the Razzball group. Download the app now. Join the Razzball group. You'll see the challenges when I create them during the show. And when you get the app now, because they love us, put in promo code Razz, R-A-Z-Z, all caps, for $10 free. You can play for as little as $0, as much as $100 for each matchup. So you can get the app now, get $10 free, play a couple challenges to get used to it, and then start playing for real money. All major sports are on there. We're excited for baseball starting up soon. I've already made this challenge. It's super easy. Get the app now, no halftime app store, and it's where the fantasy sports season never takes a break. Another injury to my REL team was no Tyson Chandler, but you know what? That was kind of built into training for him. So,
no, there was no Patrick Patterson either. So you both lost.
Well, yeah, oh, that's a good point. Yeah, that's who the trade was for. It's not like I gave up much for Tyson Chandler.
No.
But John Lure last night looked pretty good.
Yeah, this is going to be the question. Lure versus... Oh, I got to pronounce his name. The Dallas big man.
Salad?
Yep, that guy. Salah.
Salah Mehri, Or is the J a real J? Medjury.
Man, you're supposed to be watching these telecasts.
You know, I have watched very little Mavericks this year. It's just one of those teams that I haven't. I watched a little bit because I used to own Felton and Ariel.
Okay.
But they have three announcers, I think, which is interesting.
All right.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I haven't watched too much Dallas ever since they beat the Heat that one year.
Boo.
I'll watch him when Dirk retires.
Do you really hate Dirk that much?
No. He's great. He's Hall of Famer, no question.
Come on. John Luehr looked like a Hall of Famer last night. 22-14. The steal and the block. 2 threes.
Yeah. I mean, if Tyson Chandler comes back, those minutes go down. Don't know what's going to happen with Tyson Chandler. It looks like Salah's minutes are a little more... I mean... And Bachulia didn't even get off the bench, did he?
Yeah, they are taking this rest him for the playoffs really serious.
And with Parsons out, I don't really think they have much of a choice. So, yeah, it looks like I would probably go with Salah over Luehr just because I think his minutes are a little more trustworthy.
Yeah, 14-12 for Salah. One assist, steal and block. He had a six-block game the last game out, 13-14.
Yeah, I think that was a bit fluky.
Probably. It's a little different. I mean, if you need blocks and more rebounds, I think you go Salah, even though Luehr did have a lot of rebounds. But if you need a little more scoring in threes, you can take the gamble on Luehr.
Yeah, man, if Tyson Chandler's out, it's really six of one, half dozen of the other.
Yeah.
They're both absolutely must-stream guys right now.
Yeah.
They are big time.
Sticking with the Mavs, as we mentioned there, Chandler Parsons out for the year. We mentioned that earlier in the show. Does this give you any more confidence in Wesley Matthews? Because I had a comment asking that, and I was like, I still just don't trust him. But he had a good game last night. 6 threes, 22 points, 5 boards, 1 assist, 2 steals, 1 block, no turnovers. Had a really good game.
That's that McCollum defense.
Hey, you did it. You did the Yiddish.
I make sure I give myself a pause. I mean, if I do it too fast, I'm just going to stumble all over myself.
That's what
she said. But, you know, he hit 11 threes the past two games, you know, yay. Mm-hmm. The rest of it's kind of boring, nothing great. But before that, I mean, 3 straight games of 250, or, you know, shooting or worse.
Yeah.
His points were 6, 5, and 5 the past three before these past two. Steals aren't where they should be for a wing. No, I'm not impressed.
Yeah, speaking of McCollum, he had a dud last night. 5 for 14. 14,
yep.
14
Where's
points.
This? At least he had no turnovers, but no steals either.
Yeah, I need to look. I want to look at the metrics a little deeper. I'll do that maybe before the next show. But it seems like, you know, he's scoring, but a lot of stuff is really fading off here.
Yeah, I mean, his value is mostly being carried with the 45% shooting, field goal percent. If he didn't have that, these numbers wouldn't look that good.
Yeah.
I mean, with a 23.5 and 4.2, he's not that far off of like a J.J. Redick.
Where does he go in drafts next year?
He's going to go a lot higher, and I'm going to want to draft him.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I hate to be the... you know, beating the dead horse, sticking with the same call. But, I mean, how can you draft him over, like, Middleton or, you know, that's like the 50-60 range, and then all of a sudden he's in the 70s or 80s and he's about where we had him going into the year?
Yeah. I mean, if I was a betting man, I think this field goal percent comes down next year, not up.
They have to bring someone else in.
Well, they're going to have they're not going to have a good draft pick.
But they have so much free agency money. And with caps expanding, I mean, they're going to get someone. I mean, aren't they still a playoff team, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, they're in sixth seed right now,
yeah,
I think.
So why would they – they're not going to just go in with the lineup they have now. I mean, if they advance one round in the playoffs, I'd be really surprised.
I mean, they did sign Kanter to that max deal before OKC matched it.
Mm-hmm.
They tried.
Yeah. And I think they'll succeed this time.
Yeah,
at least
I mean, there's
someone.
Yeah, I mean, they should go after someone that's unrestricted, maybe, but it might help.
Yeah,
they should bring somebody in. What position? I mean, obviously they need a big.
Yeah, I mean, their backcourts looked great. I mean, the Lillard-McCollum thing's been really good, but they bring in anyone that could actually do anything on offense. I mean, right now, what is it, Aminu, Vonleh, and Plumlee? I mean, that's so garbage.
I think Harkless got the start last time out.
Oh, he did. Yeah, because Vonleh is either hurt or they're phasing him out finally.
Yeah, I think that one's starting to look like a failure.
Well, he was so young anyway. I mean,
yeah,
and
yeah,
still raw.
Time. Sure.
Wow, down to 3.5 minutes.
It's taking too long, that's all.
Yeah. All right. So, Slim, looking at tonight's games, we have the Pelicans at the Pacers, Battle of the Peas, Cavs at the Nets, Bulls at the Knicks, Jazz at the Thunder, and Portland goes at the Clippers. What are you watching for tonight?
Oh, that late game, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah?
Both of them are coming off playing last night. I expect a low field goal percent in that game.
Probably. I hope as much for Lillard, right?
Yeah, I'm actually shooting like 45% on a team that's punting field goals. So
yeah, I can't.
It's actually doing pretty good.
I can't believe that your field goal percentage is close to mine right now.
I know, that's with Smart's 2-for-20 or whatever he is this week.
Well, you see what Corey Joseph did in the spot start?
I saw it was like 9, 5, and 6 or something like that.
Yeah, but he shot 4-for-16.
Ooh. It's not his game.
No. I don't know what happened.
I'll be watching this, what the Brooklyn does with their front court.
Yeah.
Back court.
And as we mentioned, we're going to watch Karasev and Larkin, obviously.
Yeah, that's another one I streamed against you. Was J.R. Smith was available in a league, so I got him going tonight.
How many moves have you used?
3. I only have 1 left.
Ah, that's where I make my money with my only 1 move so far.
Well, part of it was I came into the week with a couple of Monday, Tuesday guys.
Oh, wow.
So they were already planning on being dropped.
Well,
hopefully. And then the Parsons thing forced my hand, so.
Yeah, well, that's true. I know you want to pick Goose or Mirotić in the back-to-back Bulls-Knicks game.
I'm not taking Goose in a back-to-back right now. He does not have his legs. I don't think he's going to have a good game tonight.
The Goose doesn't have his legs? Hopefully he has.
What
his,
happened with... Hopefully why did Galloway only get 9 minutes last night? I don't know what that was about.
Who got injury 9 hurt. Minutes? Sorry.
9 minutes, yeah.
No,
he's been getting in mid-20s.
Who was that? I
Galloway.
To Galloway, okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Surprised.
Is it,
sure
is it Vujicic playing again?
I don't believe so.
He had a big minute game. I don't know. That was maybe a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, 13 minutes.
Okay. That's still a kink in the system there for Galloway.
This is the first time in a while that Jerry and Grant got more minutes than Galloway.
Oh, yeah, that's not
a good one. I see the changing of the guard.
Hey, literally. Yeah, double entendre.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Yep. Looking at the top 10 scorers, we've got Curry, Harden, Durant, Cousins, Lillard, LeBron, Brow, out for the season, DeRozan, Westbrook, and Paul George as your top 10 scorers. Who do you have for 30 points tonight?
Oh, I am staying away from that Utah-Oklahoma City game.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you noticed Gordon Hayward had a nice one yesterday.
Oh, he did? What'd he do?
Oh, it was vintage. Well, vintage for a 26-year-old. But let's see, what was it? It was 22-6-5. 4 steals, a block, 2 threes.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And, of course, he was hurt last week, but healthy this week because that's the way injuries have gone for me.
First round bye I got in the REL was so perfect. Had, like, 4 guys down the week before, and now there's nobody. Yeah. Don't worry, I'm not looking to next week yet.
Yeah,
although I already have my waiver in for Karasev, though, just in case.
Oh, God. Karasev is not that good. What is with you and Karasev today?
joking, man. He's terrible.
Well, you were saying earlier you're going to get him
Minutes are minutes.
Unless they're Karasev in the Brooklyn Nets shooting guard position.
Yeah, I mean, what do you have? DNP last time? I'm ignoring that. Coach says he's starting. That's all that matters.
Oh, all right. Make your 30.
Not Scott Skiles.
Make your stupid 30-point challenge pick. Sorry, commenters. I'm so behind on updating this. I updated it some this morning. I still need to go through and be sure commenters' picks are on there. So, all right. Who do you have for 30 tonight?
We still got no Ryan Anderson, right?
No, he's. Did they officially shut him down yet?
I haven't heard.
Let me look at. I know they're considering it, but.
You know, it's been a while since Jimmy Butler's done good for me.
Yeah, they just, last update on Rhino was, ruled out for last night's game, or Tuesday's game, so.
Oh, Jimmy Butler with 7 points yesterday.
Yeah, that's not very good.
I think I'll stay away from that one. Somebody's not healthy. You know, I don't even think it happens tonight, but I'll go with Brook Lopez against that tough Tristan Thompson defense. Or isn't Mozgov starting again?
Yeah.
I ignore that situation.
How many minutes did Kyrie Irving play last night? Is he going to play on a back-to-back?
Yeah, that's the question. Cleveland against Brooklyn should be benching somebody. Kevin Love played again yesterday.
Yeah. I gotta stay away from the Cavs.
Yeah.
I picked him last time. What did he have? Drew had 24 points last time. That's kind of close.
Not bad.
They've lost everyone. I'm gonna stick with it. Come on, Drew. You're my boy, Drew!
George Hill's been having some duds. He's been better recently, I guess. He had a couple of duds there. I think he was nursing an injury for a couple games.
Yeah.
It's been better recently, I guess, past couple.
So there's our
23-9. That was a good game. OKC.
Yeah. There's our 30-point challenge picks. As always, put your picks in the comments. I promise I'll be better about putting all the commenters' correct picks on the board. I got a little behind on that. I just slipped my mind. There's a lot going on right now, Slim. Baseball starting up.
Someone doesn't like admitting they're losing to me.
I'm fine losing. I talked about how I'm losing to you at REL like a million times today.
Okay, that's good. Acceptance is the first step.
I just accept that you're better at me at sports. You know, I'll take you to a real basketball court. Let's do that. You can win this stupid fantasy thing. Who plays fantasy basketball?
There's no way you'd be happier beating me on the real basketball court.
I'd be kind of happy, but you don't really care about real basketball, so. Or, like, basketball as in playing basketball.
Well, you know, some half court maybe, you know, don't make me run up and down the court and I'll be happy.
You have a feeling your stamina is not that great.
No, it's not quite what it used to be.
All right, Slim, let's go to the movies! Woo! How excited are you for this stupid Batman Superman crap?
I just hate how people consider it in any way like an even fight.
Yeah, how did the commercial always shows Batman throwing up a block and somehow Superman's like punch gets stopped?
I mean, unless like Batman is somehow like made of kryptonite and we're just finding out now.
He's got a kryptonite suit.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's the only possible thing that could do anything. So, no, I don't understand. I mean, I get what they're trying to do. You know, this is the start of the Justice League stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I'll pick it in the movie league, that's for sure.
Yeah, I hate how Nolan makes Batman cool again. They start making comic books cool and gritty, and then it just turns into this like unending machine now.
When you look how good the Avengers did, I don't blame them.
Avengers was I'm not the hugest Avengers dude.
Yeah, but it destroyed the box office. They made so much money off.
True, and this one probably will too. So
yeah, it'll do okay. Yeah. I mean, they're two big franchises. I mean, people have an affinity to these two characters.
Yeah. So taking a look at the Fantasy Movie League standings in week three, woo! At least I won something. Yeah. I won week three, 72, almost $73 million, topping Slim by about $2 million. It was pretty close.
Yep. You went back to the Deadpool.
Yeah, three Deadpools for me. We both had the Performer of the Week and the $2 million challenge with the London Has Fallen. We both should have done a bunch of those.
Okay. I'm surprised that one's still doing well.
Yeah, it was just value of the week where, you know, it outperformed its cost or whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to stay away from that that religious movie this week.
Miracles from Heaven.
Yeah, just given the weekend, what it all is, yeah, it's kind of got to go with it.
Yeah. Our overall standings through 3 weeks now, I don't know if I moved into second, but I'm in second. Beat JB Cineplex, still leading the league and living up to the name, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty far behind. I'm trying to get there.
This is the first time I've seen this on Fantasy Movie League. You've got Batman versus Superman broken into each night.
Yeah, and they're expensive. I don't think you can even afford two nights.
Oh, you can't at all. Yeah, you only have $1,000 of budget. On Friday, $700+. Saturday, $525. Sunday, $400+. Man, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, but I'm absolutely sure that you're not going to win without that.
You think so?
Yep.
I'll probably pick the Saturday one. The Friday one kind of hamstrings you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go a little bit bold this time.
What you got?
I'm going to go with that Friday showing and three Miracles from Heaven and four empty studio and empty screens.
Oh, you're trying the empty screen strategy. You know what? That was one of my worst weeks in week two.
All right, yeah. I mean, I'm $8 million off the top, so we'll see how that goes.
Going bold.
I just figured this Friday is going to be the big one, and then people are going to go on Sunday to watch that movie. I got a feeling.
Yeah. All right, so join the Fantasy Movie League. You can join at any time. If you win the week, we'll obviously give you a shout-out. Join the Razzball League. There's a leagues tab on fantasymovieleague.com. The password is, I want it private, so only Razzballers are in there. Rball, R-B-A-L-L. You can join the Fantasy Movie League, see what we're looking at. It's a ton of fun. It's a lot of fun. Have you liked it so far?
Oh, yeah. I've been looking over the box office to get some numbers, like doing research. And, yeah, it's entertaining,
yeah,
for sure.
It's
definitely keeping me up to date on what's out, too.
Yeah, for sure. It's a lot of fun. Other than Batman on Friday and Miracles from Heaven, what have you been watching?
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, just the TV shows, mostly.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything new. Nothing really sticks out. We're kind of in the middle of a bunch of shows. You know, your Black Sails and your Shameless. And no, I mean, what's it called? Finally came out on DVD or Star Wars.
Yeah. I wasn't the biggest Star Wars fan.
Like the old movies or the new one?
I loved it growing up. I was a Star Wars nerd, but I didn't like the new one very much.
Yeah, I know. You always talk about Jar Jar.
Jar Jar should have been in it. He's the key to success.
Yeah, hey. It's the reason it all happened.
I'm the only one that's ever said that. No, I just it was too identical to the New Hope time, the storyline. It's the exact same. It's so dumb.
Just slightly different family ties, but yeah, it was. I don't know. It's enjoyable. It's for the J.J. Abrams, I think.
Yeah, I thought the
explosions were all ridiculous, of course.
Yeah, I mean, it just felt, I don't know, I didn't feel the, like, it just felt like everyone, like, Harrison Ford kind of felt like he was going through the motions, and, like, you know, I knew what his fate was as soon as that scene started. I just, like, and then the whole storyline was the same. I don't know, it didn't do it for me. Hopefully the second one they make super dark, like Empire Strikes Back, and then it'll get me back into it.
You know what? One of the things I really liked about it, though, like compared to the middle movies were just like huge battle scenes with nothing but CGI. Sure. And this one had its CGI, but it was more smaller battles. I mean, a lot of it was definitely actual actors present.
Sure.
But whereas, like, you know, the second movie or the middle movies had, like, the drone army or whatever it was called against, you know, some alien looking thing, and it was just 100% CGI.
Yeah. I mean,
and this one the filming seemed much more similar to the originals.
Okay. I mean, I can give you that. It's still just, I don't even know if I'll ever see it again. When it's on TV. When it's on Spike. Isn't it Spike that always shows Star Wars?
Does that still exist?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I think it's right next to the WB.
We're going to wrap the show there. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks to No Halftime. Thanks for Fantasy Movie League for they're not even a sponsor or anything. Thanks for having a cool site that we can talk about.
Thanks for existing. Appreciate it.
Thanks to Fantasy Basketball for existing. Thanks to everyone on my REL team for being injured. Thanks to Slim, who probably went and injured them.
Yep, it's time to start talking Razzies.
Oh yeah, we got to get the Razzies going. I'm going to work on them this weekend, maybe before I solidify it into a post. We'll talk about it Tuesday one more time. I did see a couple commenters give us some ideas. So,
yeah, I liked one of them. One of them was the player you can't quit.
Yeah, that's the same
one. I've got a handful of those.
Yeah. So we'll be putting that together. That'll be out definitely next week, and then we'll have the Razzies awarded the week after that, so right as the regular season's ending. So should be a ton of fun. I'm looking forward to that. And Slim, good luck to the rest of your matchups, and hopefully we have some teams making the finals here.
All right. Go Miami. By that, I mean UM.
Oh, God. Oh, stupid brackets. Why are you going to bring up brackets? This is why I'm in a malaise right now. Everything's going wrong right now. Is baseball starting yet? Where are we? Where am I?
Actually, I think I'm going to go to a spring training game today.
And you live in Florida next to...
The thing is like 10 minutes away, maybe. I could probably walk there.
I'm trying to sign off the show, and you're just making me hate you more. Comment
so Minnesota
after...
and Florida, so...
Comment after comment, you're making me hate you more, Slim.
I gotta go see Buxton live before everyone knows who he is. Before he's a household name.
I want to go to spring training games. I just get to go to AAA games. That's all I got.
That's okay. You get to see, like... You know, some 35-year-old guy throwing change-ups all game.
No,
that's fun.
Although, I probably will see Blake Snell if he gets to AAA. Because the Rays affiliate is the Durham Bulls, so that's cool.
Oh, man, you must have all kinds of movies from the – or nights from the movie, the Bulls.
They all the players quote it and – You know, they talk about, it's on, like, the Jumbotron, all that stuff. Slim, why are you making my sign-off, like, 8 minutes
long?
Yeah,
that scene with the candle for the wedding, that's maybe one of the best scenes ever written.
What are you doing, Slim? Maybe. We need to end the show. Why are you derailing my sign-off?
I thought we were already done. We're just talking now.
Well, I mean, our whole podcast is just us talking, more or less. So...
All right, I'll let you go.
This is the show that never ends. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday. Oh, my God, what are you doing? Bye, Slim.
Adios.